Yeah, this is DJ Scoot, and I think we're going to close out with something funky.
Okay.
Emotion, and I want something that's feeling alright.
send her. And thinking about the moment that I met her. Well, I'll be back in due time, in due time. Touchdown, throw off my own two shoes. Still the same city I've been used to. And all the reckless things that we do. Keep us young, they're good signs, they're good signs. Take a little more if you need it. Voices of the night won't mislead it. The tide pulls me in, but it takes slow. Gears to the nights we let go. And I'm hoping that they figure out. It's all about the scenery along the route. No fears and no problems. These moments are so kind, they're so kind.
This is DJ Sweet Fig, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. The name of the show is It's All About Perspective. That song was Another Day in Paradise by Quinn 92. He's coming to Tufts, actually, for Spring Fling, we just found out relatively recently. That should be good, because we've been playing quite a few of his songs this semester. Hopefully he's listening and he's aware of that. No Remy on the show today. He's not back from spring break yet, but that's okay because we're throwing it back to how I used to do the show with just me. So this will be a little bit of a change, but it'll be fun to go back to how we started it. Let's get right back in the show. I'm gonna play a song that we've played. Played a couple different versions of it on the show this semester, but I want to go back to the original.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd rather be a lover than a fighter. 'Cause all my life I've been fighting. Never felt a feeling of comfort. All this time I've been lying. And I never had someone to come home. Oh, nah, I'm so used to shit. Love only left me alone. But I'm at one with the silence. I found peace in your vibes. Can't show me there's no point in trying. I'm at one. And I've been quiet for too long. I found peace in your violence. Can't show me there's no point in trying. I'm out of mind. And I've been silent for too long. Oh. I've been quiet for too long. Oh. I've been quiet for too long. I found peace in your vibe. in need of a savior. But I'm not asking for favors. My whole life I feel like a burden. I think too much and I hate it. I'm so used to being in the wrong. I'm tired of caring. Loving never gave me a home. So I sit here in the silence. I found peace in your vibes. Can't show me there's no point in trying. I'm at one, and I've been quiet for too long. I found peace in your vibes. Can't show me there's no point in trying. I'm at one, and I've been silent for too long.
Alright, you just heard Silence by Marshmello and Khalid, followed by Good in Me by John Bellion, followed by Starman by David Bowie. Had to play that one because I watched The Martian over the over spring break. Great movie. Definitely recommend. Also, speaking of movies, that segue there, another movie. I watched two movies over the break that I was excited about. Nothing new. I wanted to watch Annihilation with Natalie Portman or Black Panther. I didn't get to it, but I'm sure I'll end up watching them at some point. But I did watch. I watched The Theory of Everything, which is about Stephen Hawking's life. That was a great movie. Not as much. I think that was the second one I watched. I saved in the first. The first one I watched was Ex Machina, which if you haven't seen it, I definitely, definitely, definitely recommend it. Oh my goodness, that was an amazing movie. The writing is really incredible. It's about they're like testing an artificial intelligence, like robot. But it's a movie where. It's not about the artificial intelligence taking over the world, and it's a nice change of pace. The perspective in the movie is awesome. Everything about it is really great. Definitely check it out. And with that, we're on to the next set of songs.
to mine. Your heart is too strong anyway. We need to fetch back the time they have stolen from us.
Does the grass look greener on my side of of the speakers. I tried a couple weekends, but that green's not for me. I thought I'd get clever, make my lyrics come out better. But at 7-Eleven's where you would find me. Don't wanna get paranoid, just wanna be making noise. You wanna hit, it's your choice, but please enjoy the show. I didn't smoke no grass today, but that's 'cause I'm the one on stage. So who am I to take away what makes you feel this great? I didn't smoke no grass today, but that's because I love to play. So who am I to take away what makes you feel this great? Last night at the concert, the audience it flickers. They're lighting up like Christmas, still that green's not for me. On corners, people cursing to legalize their burning, but that ain't no concern of mine. I keep doing me. Don't wanna get paranoid, just wanna be making noise. You wanna hit, it's your choice, but please enjoy the show. I didn't smoke no grass today, but that's 'cause I'm the one on stage. So who am I to take away what makes you feel this great? I didn't smoke no grass today, but that's because I love to play. So who am I to take away what makes you feel this great? I'm just high off the music and I don't wanna miss it, but I wouldn't stop you. I'm not narcissistic, you light up if you like it. And though I may not like it, you just keep doing you. You just keep doing you. Like, whoa, ooh, yeah, ooh, yeah, whoa.
Take a seat, right over there, sat on the stairs, stay or leave. The cabinets are bare and I'm unaware of just how we got into this mess. Got so aggressive, I know we meant all good intentions. So pull me closer, why don't you pull me close? Why don't you come on over, I can't just let you go. Oh baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? In the middle. Kitchen floors are wet. and taps are still running, dishes are broken. How did we get into this mess? Got so aggressive. I know we meant all good intentions. So pull me closer. Why don't you pull me close? Why don't you come on over? I can't just let you go.
You just heard Stolen Dance by Milky Chance, followed by No Grass Today by AJR, followed by The Middle by Zed, Marin Morris, and Gray, which I thought sounds like Skylar Gray, but I don't know. That song was pretty much, I visited my friend at High Point over spring break that first weekend, and this was the song of their school. I swear, I've heard it. I must have, in, what, 2 days, maybe less? 2.5 days? I heard it probably over 10 times, which to me seems like quite a bit. And yes, I intentionally, I tried to play it right at 3:30. I did as close as I could. I did it at 3:29 because something like that would amuse me. let's see. Something I want to talk about last week, but or not last week, 2 weeks ago now, that I didn't get to talk about is the fact that I don't have a show for this semester. And what I mean by that is that I kind of, in the way that some people might identify, like parts of their, like someone who's a lot older might identify like a part of their life of when their kid was born, or they might remember a part of their life of when they had this dog, if they've had multiple dogs. In college, I kind of identify each semester with like what show I happen to be watching at that time. Except for the first semester, because I really wasn't watching anything. But since then, I've watched, I know, like, across the whole semester, I watched Bones, my, weirdly, weird choice there, to be honest. Bones, my freshman spring, sophomore fall, I watched Friends, sophomore spring, I watched Parks and Rec, and then junior fall, I watched The Office. And now, for this semester, I was gonna watch How I Met Your Mother, but it's not on Netflix, and it's not on... I know it's on Hulu, and I'm one of the few people without Spotify Premium, so I don't have access to that show exactly. And I really just haven't had a show that I watched for this semester, so it's kind of weird to be in that position, because now, like, thinking back, thinking forward, how am I going to remember, like, this semester, what will I identify with it, because it's not going to be a show in particular, because I have no particular show that I was watching throughout this whole time. So it's kind of something, it's a weird position to be in. I don't mind it. I know I want to watch, over the, I refuse to watch Game of Thrones during the semester because I don't want to get caught in that trap. I know I'm going to really like the show. I haven't watched it yet, so I'm going to watch that over the summer. I got to watch Stranger Things too. These are shows that it's not like a casual 20-minute like sitcom show that I want to watch during the semester. Those things I want to watch over the summer when I don't have not like schoolwork where it's like constant, you know, you can always be doing something. So we'll We'll see. I'll get back to you on what I think of when I think back to my junior spring. But we'll figure it out. And we'll get back to you on those shows once I once I actually watch them. All right, I got three new songs for this, or maybe they're not new. They're new to me. So let's see how we feel about them together.
It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. It isn't in my blood. Laying on the bathroom floor, feeling nothing. I'm overwhelmed and insecure. Give me something I could take to ease my mind slowly. Just have a drink and you'll feel better. Just take her home and you'll feel better. Keep telling me that it gets better. Does it ever? Help me. It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up. No medicine is strong enough. Someone help me. I'm crawling in my skin. Sometimes I feel. Afraid to be alone again. I hate this. I'm trying to find a way to chill. Can't breathe. Oh, is there somebody who could help me? It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up. No medicine is strong enough. Someone help me. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't.
To prepare for this, tripping in the world could be dangerous. Everybody circling as vultures, negative, nepotist. Everybody waiting for the fall of man. Everybody praying for the end of times. Everybody hoping they could be the one. I was born to run, I was born for this.
freedom. Everybody needs to be a part of them. Never be enough, I'm the prodigal son. I was born to run, I was born for this. Whip, whip, run me like a racehorse. Pull me like a ripcord. Break me down and build me up. I wanna be the slip, slip. Word upon your lip, lip. Ready that you rip, rip. Break me down and build me up. Whatever it takes. Parenthetical, hypothetical, working out of something that I'm proud of. Out of the box, an epoxy to the world and the vision we've lost. I'm an apostrophe. I'm just a symbol to remind you that there's more to see. I'm just a product of the system of catastrophe. And yet a masterpiece, and yet I'm half deceased. And when I am deceased, at least I go down to the grave and die. Leave the body of my soul to be a part of me. I do what it takes. Whatever it takes.
Takes. Traveling in packs that I can't carry anymore. We're waiting for somebody else to carry me. There's nothing that's there for me at my door. All the people I know aren't who they used to be. And if I try to change my life for more day, there would be nobody else to save. And I can't change into a person I don't wanna be. So, oh, it's Saturday night. I pray for the wicked on the weekend. Mama, can I get another amen? Oh, it's Saturday night. Swear to God, I ain't never gonna repent. Mama, can I get another amen? Oh, it's Saturday night. Every morning I wake up, I wanna be who I couldn't say I'd ever been. But it's so much more than I ever was. If every night I go to sleep knowing that I give everything that I had to give, and it's all I could have asked for. I've been standing up beside everything I've ever said, but oh, it's Saturday night. Could have ever been. If I had one more day to wish, if I had one more day, I could be better, but baby, oh, it's Saturday night.
All right, you just heard In My Blood by Shawn Mendes, followed by Whatever It Takes by Imagine Dragons, and then Say Amen, parentheses Saturday Night by Panic at the Disco. Brandon Urie's voice is actually insane. It kind of scares me. Well, the segment of this little talking bit that you get from me is going to be about the voice. I wanted to bring the problem of restricting yourself to only talking between these bits is that you can only hit so many topics. But the topic is the voice. So I didn't get to talk about it a little while ago. They got this new. My mom watches it a lot. I would watch it if I had access to a TV more at college. But that's I watch the clips online and everything. There's a kid from our home from Bergen County on there this year, which is awesome. And we watched his battle. And I'm gonna play the song that they used for the battle next, because I haven't heard the actual, so it's a Taylor Swift song. I haven't heard it from Taylor Swift because I don't really listen to her very much. I think she's gone downhill a little bit, but I really liked it when they did it for the battle, so I figured why not play it. Anyway, they have this new, I think the voice has done a great job of differentiating themselves from, what's it called? American Idol, that's it. And it's definitely overtaken it, I think. I don't know what the ratings are, but I think it's definitely a better show. But regardless, they had this new thing this year, which is the block, where if you can only use it once. It's like the reverse golden buzzer for America's Got Talent and Britain's Got Talent. Instead of putting them straight through to the live, maybe not the reverse, but basically if a judge presses that says I want you on my team, another judge can block them and say that you, like, oh, they can't go to your team now, which I guess on the surface seems like a cool new fun thing, because it's like, oh, which coach's team is going to win. But I really think they need to rework it. They need to figure it out more, because as far as I could tell from the bits that I've seen where people get blocked, where coaches block another coach, it doesn't affect the coach, really. It affects the person. Because let's say Blake turned around, says, I want you, and Adam turns around and blocks Blake so that the person can't choose Blake. What if that person who auditioned really wants Blake as a coach? I get, like, maybe it's their way to get, like, more country people to Adam and more, like, Adam Levine, and maybe more, like, pop people to Blake so that they can have a mix on their team. But still, like, all you're doing is affecting the people. They can't choose who they want. That was like a big bit, was that they get to choose who they want and work with those coaches, but they deny it. I don't have the answer on what is the correct thing to do, how to change that, but I'm going to think about it. And if I come up with something, I'll write in. But it's difficult. I think it's a cool aspect that they tried. They're probably going to stick with it. But I think they need to find a way so that the person can choose who they want still. Maybe it's not a block. Maybe it's like a semi, I don't know. We'll figure it out. Anyway, this next song is the song for the battle from the guy that our guy from New Jersey partook in. And I want to hear, I'm curious what the actual song sounds like. So let's give it a go.
For ransom, some boys are trying too hard. He don't try it, although younger than was a robber. First time that he saw me, stealing hearts and running off and never saying sorry. But if I'm a thief, then he can join the heist and we'll move to an island. And he can be my jailer, working to this tailor. Every love I've known in comparison is a failure. I forget their names now, I'm so very tame now. Never be the same now.
To pop back in here and just say I stand by my statement that I think Taylor Swift has gone downhill a little bit, because I think the battle, maybe it's just because I heard it first, but I think the voice with the battle and the two people, I think that version was better than that. She's got to figure something out. She's got to change a little bit. I don't know. We're down to our last couple minutes here, and I've almost forgot, because Remy's not here. He loves doing these, so, and he loves to read them, but I gotta read it this week. So, our PSA this week is public transit versus walking PSA. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station. Walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn something new every day. Last thing I want to talk about, I'm catching up on all the things I've wanted to say for a couple weeks, because we've had some things to talk about, so a lot of things to talk about, so we got to catch up on this. This isn't really a topic of conversation, or it kind of is. It's kind of a pet peeve of mine. I'm getting choked up because I'm so passionate about it. I don't understand why bathrooms have the need to have a light switch on the outside of the bathroom. That, to me, makes absolutely no sense. I just want everyone to think about this. That's asking, that you're literally asking people to mess with you by doing that. What is that design? It's where you don't have control once you're already in the bath. That people out there can, like, flip the switch, or they could just walk by and turn it off on you. Why? Why? I don't understand. It makes no sense. I've encountered this now multiple times. They have it here at Tufts. I would get it actually if it was a personal house, but it's not. They don't have these things at in people's homes. They have it only in public places. There's got to be a reason. There must be, but I have no idea. I'm trying to think as I'm talking, but I really can't. I can't think of one off the top of my head. Oh, well, that's sad. Another pet. Not really another. We're almost catching up to everything I've wanted to say. Not a pet peeve of mine, but I guess I want to talk with Remy about this. I don't know how I feel about when strangers say bless you to me. I appreciate it and everything, but normally they don't give me the chance to say thank you. They just like say bless you and then walk away. And then I feel a little indebted. Like I feel like I owe them a little something. because they've blessed me and I really didn't do anything to deserve that. So I don't know. We'll bring that up again the next week. Try and figure that one out. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I will see you here. Remy will be back next week. Maybe we'll get another song going for you guys. And we got one more song to play, so we'll listen to that together. And we will see you next week. I've been DJ Sweet Fig. The show has been It's All About Perspective. See you next time.
Dirty looks from your mother. Never seen you in a dress that color, no. It's a special occasion. Not invited, but I'm glad I made it. Oh, let me apologize. I'll make up for all those times. Your love, I don't wanna lose. I'm begging you. Wait, can you turn around? Can you turn around? Just wait. Can we work this out? Can we work this out? Just wait. Can you come here, please? 'Cause I wanna be with you. Can we talk for a moment? Got these feelings that I'm tired of holding on. Wasn't trying to get wasted. I needed more than three or four to say this song. Let me apologize. Yeah. I'll make up for all those times.